Good morning. It is Friday, June 18th. I'm Ian Costello, and this is the Daily Six on the COIN Podcast Network. About 50 Portland police officers have left the Bureau's Rapid Response Team. That's the unit that responds to violent protests and riots. The mass resignation comes on the heels of an indictment of one officer Tuesday and Wednesday's announcement that the State Department of Justice was reviewing another officer's use of force. The officers that left the RRT will continue their regular assignments. A massive chlorine shortage, thanks to a processing plant fire last summer, means restrictions heading into this summer. Officials say tap water is clean and safe to drink, but people should limit their outdoor water use for now. That includes watering lawns, washing cars, and filling swimming pools. As of today, 22 Oregon counties are in the lower risk category for COVID transmission. 9 counties, including Columbia, Lynn, and Marion, remain in the high-risk category. Oregon needs about 55,000 more adults to get their first shot to reach Governor Kate Brown's 70% first dose vaccination goal. A new move by Oregon lawmakers could save thousands of families from eviction when the eviction moratorium ends at the end of the month. The agreement, reached Thursday, will give tenants 60 days of protection if they prove to their landlord they're seeking rental assistance. The new agreement also guarantees landlords will be paid all of their past due rent instead of the previously agreed upon 80%. Israel's new government says it will transfer 1 million doses of COVID vaccine to the Palestinian Authority. Under that agreement, the Palestinian government will transfer any unused doses back to Israel once it receives doses from a UN-backed program. Israel has already vaccinated about 85% of its adult population. And the U.S. Olympic track and field trials are underway this weekend at the new Hayward Field in Eugene. The COIN 6 sports team is there and will be providing live updates on who's punching a ticket to Tokyo for this year's Summer Games. Our live coverage starts today and runs through the weekend. Be sure to check out all of the great content on the COIN Podcast Network, anytime, on demand, on COIN.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Talk to you Monday.